Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Sarah Gonzalez, in for Tanzina Vega. You're listening to The Takeaway. More and more Republican-led states are planning to opt out of the enhanced federal unemployment programs before they're set to expire in September. These benefits include an extra $300 a week for those collecting unemployment and extended eligibility for self-employed and gig workers. The program has been in effect since March 2020 after former President Donald Trump signed the CARES Act, and they were extended under President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan. But some Republican governors say they don't want the extra $300 for residents anymore. Why not? For that and more, we're talking to Greg Iacursi, personal finance reporter at CNBC. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Greg, more than a dozen states have announced their intentions to opt out of the enhanced federal unemployment benefits. Do you have a sense of how many people will be affected by this?
Yes, actually, as of Thursday, it had reached at least 16 states, and that's going to affect nearly 2 million individuals.
And tell us about the states that are opting out. Is this falling along partisan lines?
Yes. To date, all of the states that have opted out are led by Republican governors. So it seems to be breaking out along partisan lines at this point.
And to be clear, the money for this has been set aside from the federal government. States are just turning it down. What is the argument from these states?
Yes, this is federal money that the states are turning down, and they're turning it down. They're exiting these programs about 2 to 2.5 months ahead of time. So these benefits were supposed to last, or they are available to workers through Labor Day, September 6th. These governors are claiming that labor shortages are the reason for their decisions. They're saying that these enhanced unemployment benefits are offering an incentive for people to stay home, essentially stay on the sidelines. They're getting paid a decent amount of money to stay home instead of go out and find a job.
Right. The argument on the right is that unemployment benefits are just too good right now. It's going to make people not want to come back to work. They say this is why we're seeing labor shortages right now, even though there doesn't seem to be any substantial evidence showing that unemployment benefits are causing these labor shortages. What is really driving the labor shortage, Greg?
It's sort of a complicated picture, which makes this kind of confusing. Economists point to a number of things. Unemployment benefits may be playing a small role here. Research shows that higher unemployment benefits do tend to generally have a bit of a disincentive effect and lead to fewer job applications when people are getting higher benefits. So that could be playing a role. The economists I've spoken with don't think it's the primary factor, though. Largely, they think it's being driven by coronavirus still and the effects of the virus. You know, you have health concerns still. Infection rates are still in the tens of thousands of new cases a day. You have vaccinations among working age adults are still relatively low. And so you have those health concerns. People might still feel uneasy about going back to work under those circumstances. But the coronavirus also led to other labor effects too that are sort of unique in this current crisis. So you have like childcare needs. Kids may need to stay home from school still. They may be hybrid learning or remote learning, and parents need to stay home to watch over them. The COVID also caused some early retirements among baby boomers, maybe because they were laid off or they were just afraid to get sick at the workplace. And it's not clear that those baby boomers are going to readily come back into the workforce. So, I mean, there are a number of things that could be leading to these labor shortages.
Greg, do you know how residents in these states feel about this?
Well, I think you have two different points of view. You have the business community, which has largely cheered these decisions. And then you have the workers themselves who feel like they're kind of being left out in the cold here. They may have been budgeting for 2 to 2.5 additional months of benefits, and now they're being cut off. And of course, you know, the business community feels that these enhanced benefits have been keeping people on the sidelines to a certain extent.
Are there specific workers in these states that this will affect more than others?
It does appear that the minority workers will be more affected than others. And that's largely because, those groups of workers have been disproportionately impacted by layoffs across the country. And in states that are pulling out early from these benefit programs, in upwards of 50-60% sometimes of unemployment recipients in these states are Black workers. So it does look like there's going to be a disproportionate impact.
And many of the states opting out are among the least wealthy in the United States. When would all of this take effect? Do residents lose benefits immediately or months from now?
At the earliest, June 12th. It varies by state. The earliest states are going to be June 12th, and then as late as July 10th. So it seems like from mid-June to early to mid-July.
And I imagine states are still keeping their own unemployment benefits in place, even though they're opting out of the federal benefits.
Yes, that is true. Residents will still be getting their weekly state benefits. They will not be getting that extra $300. And usually state benefits replace around 50% of pre-layoff wages. So people would definitely be taking a pay cut there. And it also, something important to note is that self-employed and gig workers and long-term unemployed individuals who've been collecting benefits for generally more than 6 months will be cut off from benefits entirely in most circumstances. Again, it varies by state. There are some states like Arizona where that's not the case, but all of their benefits right now are being paid with federal money. And so they'd be losing that entirely.
Right. So state unemployment benefits don't replace your full salary. Usually it's a percentage of what you used to make. Are there any concerns about states running out of money to pay their residents unemployment benefits?
No, I don't believe so. States can borrow from the federal government to pay benefits if their trust funds run dry. So I don't think that in and of itself is a concern.
Okay. And do workers in these states have any options to fight this? Like, can the U.S. Labor Department maybe prevent the loss of these benefits?
I'm not aware of any recourse that the workers themselves have in this situation, but the Labor Department may be able to do something. Senator Bernie Sanders and a group called the National Employment Law Project have each sent letters to Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. And they claim that the Labor Secretary has the legal authority and indeed needs to step in. The language in the CARES Act suggests that he has an obligation to step in to prevent states from cutting off this aid to people under a certain program called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. So this is the program that pays benefits to self-employed and gig workers and others who are typically ineligible for state benefits. That's the only program where this seems to apply, where he may have the legal authority to do something. It's unclear whether there will be any intervention on behalf of workers. The Labor Department is still reviewing those letters to see if they can do anything.
Greg Iacursi is a personal finance reporter at CNBC. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you so much.